Welcome to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook, got Justin Wells. We'll get to all the promotions in a little bit, but we got to promote the big news. Four-star running back Derek Cooper out of Chaminade Madonna Prep in Florida has committed to Texas. This was a very, very interesting recruitment. Did not take an official visit to Texas. Did unofficially see Texas. Last year, committed to Georgia on June 6th, 2024. Decommitted on June 10th, 2024, has seen Ohio State, Miami, Texas unofficially, you know, Florida State, Georgia, all these different schools, came down to Miami and Georgia in the end. But the Longhorns end up getting the commitment here on July 20th.
Yeah, this one was a fun one to follow for Texas fans that saw the Horns miss out on a couple earlier top targets. They were kind of thinking doom and gloom in Chad Scott's first year, in his first recruiting cycle. What did he do? He went in and got five-star Derek Cooper out of Florida. Look, this kid is a big, powerful tailback. And if you thought the Horns weren't going to get a bell cow top tailback in this class, you haven't been paying attention to Sark since he's been in Austin. You said it. He never took an official visit to Texas. He'll take that official. It'll probably be around September or October during the season. He was going to come see Texas during the year anyway. That was one of the reasons he delayed his earlier announcement. But, yeah, being committed to Georgia for 4 days, I think he figured out he wanted to keep his options open and see other things. Look, Miami was the school. That was the school for the longest. He's got the proximity there. They've been selling the infrastructure to him. They've been selling, so many things with him. But then Texas came in and dropped a pretty nice little NIL offer and built a really good relationship. And this is a guy that knows he can come in and make an impact early. And I think that was substantial for Cooper and for Texas. They want this guy to be able to come in early and at almost 6'2", 210 pounds. I think he fits the mold that you need for an inside running back in the SEC.
This one is a big one because it's Chad Scott's kind of home territory from the state of Florida. And you had mentioned often, I think we talked about this in the recruiting scoop on Friday. This is one that, Tashard Choice could not get on campus. Chad Scott gets him on campus in April, helps build a relationship. I know you've mentioned it's an NIL or it was a very NIL-centric recruitment. Yeah. But that doesn't mean there's only one box that has to be checked. Oh. There are a lot of boxes that have to be checked. NIL is the most important one. That may be the case, but you still have to check other ones. And Chad Scott did a lot of great work to make sure that this one ended up being burnt orange instead of orange and green or red and black.
Hey, Cooper always liked Texas. That's something we learned later on. Cooper was always kind of enamored. He's always been watching Texas. And think about all the talent that's in that area, in that state, that's been headed to Austin over the last few cycles, not to mention Dia Bell. We have got to give Dia Bell some credit here. That's a guy that lives not too far away. He's been connecting with him. Dia does a lot of recruiting in the back and behind the scenes that most people don't see. And I think Dia was also kind of key in getting this connection going. But again, Cooper was looking for his best opportunity to get on the field early. And I'm not sure if Miami, what their tailback situation looked like, or Georgia's, but Texas looked really good to him. The Horns got Ricky Stewart Jr. and James Simon in the previous class, both four-star running backs. Both kids got a lot of upside. Cooper's different. Cooper's just a little bit different. And I think what we've seen in the SEC, at least in the last few years, you need that speed back, but you also need that inside the chains back. You need that guy that can go and grind out yards. And I think that's what Cooper offers you. What the best thing about Derek Cooper to me is watching him block punts and watching him playing linebacker, because he's a football player overall. And when you're in recruiting, sometimes that can be the selling point. Sometimes that can be the qualifying thing that says, okay, we'll take a chance on this guy. We'll make a big move, a big offer, and we'll see if we can get something substantial here. Derek Cooper does that. He's got just as good a tape on one side as he does on the other. But this is a guy Texas had to have, Joe. They had to have that elite running back in this class of 2026. Nothing helps out a five-star number one quarterback like a left tackle and a really good running back. And I think they've got both of those now. And so Cooper offers a lot. Again, he's a big kid. He wants to come in and play early. It's substantial. Georgia was the other team to beat out. Miami pretty much conceded him maybe a week or so ago, but they're not going to let up. I'm told Miami is going to continue to recruit him. They could even match an offer down the road. They're hoping to have a really good season in 2025 and to parlay that momentum into potentially flipping him. But right now, Derek Cooper, he's a Texas Longhorn, and he'll take his official earlier in the fall. Like you said, he's already been on campus in April for 2 days. Him and his family really, really enjoyed the facilities. They enjoyed the staff. They enjoyed the environment. They saw that as an opportunity for him to not only build himself as a football player on, but also off the field. Texas has been great about doing that in the NIL era. And so end of the day, Texas gets a five-star tailback and they get even closer to a top five class in 2026.
Five-star, four-star, you know, a lot of people think highly of him. He's the number one running back in another ranking.
Right. I think the re-rankings have brought him down to a four, an industry right. ranking four, if I'm correct. But I think that was, a couple days ago.
So. Right. Overall, you know, when you're looking at top 50 prospects committed, this is the fifth. You know, you've got Dia Bell, Richard Wesley, Tyler Atkinson, Jermaine Bishop, I believe, and now Derek Cooper. Top 50 prospects. Am I missing one?
John Turntime.
I think he's just outside.
I think he's in the 60s range. Richard Wesley.
Yeah. Wesley, Bell, Atkinson, I think Bishop, and now Cooper.
Johnson and Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. So this is just another strong addition, and it's one of
the – Are we getting closer to the Florida Five, Joe?
Oh, my gosh. We don't need to go over that. That was almost a decade ago.
I know, but I'm trying to think of how many kids from the Florida, from the state, are coming to Austin, and I'm like, okay, we might need to rekindle that old motto.
We can leave that in the past. Before we keep going, though, got to show some love to our sponsor, that is Andre the Lawyer.
This video is brought to you by Andre the Lawyer. If you're injured, trust the team that secured millions for their clients and helped thousands of Texans with their injury case. Car wrecks, slip and falls, 18-wheeler accidents, on-the-job injuries, and wrongful deaths. Don't let insurance tell you what your claim is worth. Hire Andre the Lawyer to fight for you. Principal office is in Dallas, but they serve Texans throughout the state. So don't wait and call Andre the Lawyer today at 214-444-8808. That's 214-444-8808. The contact information is in the description.
One thing to finish on when we're talking about Cooper, we know that Tashard Choice took two every single class. You know, Trey Wisner, CJ Baxter.
Yeah.
I'm going to blank on some guy. Oh, Jarrett Gibson, Christian Clark. There we go. And then Ricky Stewart and James Simon. Now, I know Chad Scott would probably prefer to. Maybe that's feasible. Maybe somebody pops up. This was the only running back I think Texas had an offer out to that was not yet committed. So yeah. If they are going to find a second running back, it's either going to be a flip, which is possible, or they find a new guy, an eval. Or, Justin, it seems like they could just take one in this cycle.
That's from talking to sources close to this recruitment. That's the goal right now. It's been one. I think Coach Choice was looking at two while he was still in Austin back in January. But when Scott came in, I think I think Sark's even mentioned it a few times in some of his media availabilities. They love the depth at running back. And so it's not necessarily a given that they need to go get two. Honestly, what I could see is they grab Cooper in this class. And if they need another one next year, say Wisner and Baxter both head off to the NFL, they'll go to the portal. They'll go for a veteran guy instead of another freshman or another, you know, high school recruit. And so, but they really like what they got on campus. And, you know, Christian Clark is going to be special. Jarrett Gibson's a baby rhino. They've got dudes there. And so I think the class is going to stay at one. Of course, there's always exceptions. If Tre'Darrion Ball became available, I mean, you have to go after that kid, one of the best tailbacks in the country. Same for a handful of other guys. But, no, from what I understand, they want to keep it one this cycle. They are looking at two in 2027. I know they really like Landon Williams-Callis out of Richmond Randall, and they really, really like Caden McMiller out of Tyler High. And so those are two guys, and those are actually kind of your thunder and lightning. You got a big guy and a little guy. And so, but Cooper definitely fits in that big guy category. I think he's going to be the one. Again, you know, things change. You could see another running back pop up, maybe a late senior eval. I know they really like new Boston tailback Ashton Rowden. He committed to Texas Tech a couple weeks ago. He's got some really good tape. They like Ryan Estrada, a Minnesota commit out of West Texas. They really like him too. But I think with Cooper in the mix, they are happy with that one, understanding that he'll be ready to come in and make an impact, and then they'll go back to two in the class of 2027.
We'll have a lot of discussion on Inside Texas about this, so make sure you go join. $1 gets you access all the way until August 30th. That's just over a month. You know, Ohio State's around the corner. I know recruiting has had a lot of hold on the month of July, but we're getting closer to team info, scrimmages, coverage of Steve Sarkisian's program as it prepares for the season. So come join Inside Texas, $1 until August 30th. And, of course, by Paul Wadlington's Thinking Texas Football. Got a link in the description. This is the best Longhorn preview that there is. Every position, every player, every opponent, every SEC team, and a look at the landscape of college football. And, of course, Eric Nolene has a review of the 2025 class, ranked number one. And here we are talking about a 2026 class that's climbing up the ranks. So, Justin, thank you. Thank you for watching. Make sure you like the video and subscribe to the channel. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com.